Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. And I am just delighted you're able to join us here for this episode of Young Catholics Respond. No matter where you're listening, from the mountains of West Virginia to the hills of Wisconsin or all the way down in Baltimore, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being with us here on Young Catholics Respond, and always want you to reach out to us on Twitter at PWH Ministry, and you can also reach out to us on our website, patchworkheart.org. So thank you for tuning in. Today my guest is Michael Stark. He is the executive producer of the Truth and Life Audio Bible, and he is also the producer of a brand new Cardinal George documentary in the Archdiocese of Chicago. So Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for being a great friend of this program and a great friend of mine.
Well, Bill, it's an honor to be your friend. I'm blessed to have known you for the last 5 years. You do great work, and it's a pleasure to share my new documentary with your audience. It's not only going to be in the Archdiocese of Chicago, but all over. I mean, he is the former Archbishop Cardinal of Chicago, but he was a man of everybody, as the documentary explains, being a missionary and, you know, being all over the world. And the six languages he spoke, and he spoke them all well.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about how this, and I know that you were very close with Cardinal George. You enjoyed his company. He really promoted your Bible so very well, the Truth and Life Audio Bible, so very well. But tell me how this came to be. Tell me how this documentary was conceived.
Well, I certainly didn't conceive it. I didn't think I was worthy of making it. But the folks at Shalom World Television came to me and asked me if I would do some programming for them. And we started out with a Men of Christ conference a couple of years ago, because I'm a big part of that, big fan of that, been going to it ever since we created the Truth and Life Audio Bible in 2010. And I think it's the absolute best men's conference ever of all time. Mr. Kevin O'Brien, shout out to him and all the wonderful folks up in Wisconsin. I know you yourself are a cheesehead, so by way of Philly. But at any rate, bottom line is both your football teams wear green and my team in blue and orange is better. But we'll get around to that later. So I did this interview with Dr. Scott Hahn, because I'm friends with Scott, and they, you know, the whole program, and interviewed a bunch of folks, and they liked how I did that. They said, would you be willing to do a program on Cardinal George? And I said, hey, I don't know. I mean, I guess. I mean, how would we go about that? And I started putting my head to it, thinking about what I wanted to do and what I wanted this piece to look like, because most of their programs are like 25 minutes. And I said, first of all, rule number one, it's not, there's no way to cover him in a half hour. I mean, that's impossible. We're just getting started. So I said, you have to allow me the time to make this the right length. And we were talking about, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours. I didn't want it to be too long where people would be looking at their watch saying, when's this thing going to end? I wanted to leave them wanting more. And then we start talking about who we're going to interview. So, you know, just kind of going down the list of the people that we would interview. And the list just kept growing and growing and growing. So basically, at the end of the day, it's an hour and 20 minutes. And it leaves you wanting more. And the cool thing about the way we're doing it is we're going to create a DVD for it eventually. But right now, we're doing a screening at the seminary here in Chicago at Mundelein on the 21st of October. So that is available. You can get your tickets through Eventbrite. It's free, but tickets are going pretty quickly. So if you want to go there, if you're in the Chicagoland area, that would be the best because the rector's mass is that morning. And then there's a little reception, and then we're going to show the program at 11:15 a.m. in the auditorium on the campus of USML, University of Mary of the Lake, in Mundelein, Illinois, on Sunday, the 21st of October. Then there's going to be some parishes that are going to show it. And I don't know where it's going to lead. I mean, I know Raymond Arroyo and I just spoke yesterday, so he's going to have me on the world over. EWTN is going to show it. Most likely be on WTTW Channel 11 PBS here in Chicago. And then it'll be on the Shalom World website as well. So that's kind of the plan at this point. I'm just going to let it go where the Lord leads it. You know,
let's talk a little bit about just that. You know, the saint that Cardinal George, really is. I mean, you know, what does this documentary show the world? I mean, you know, you and I have had opportunities to meet Cardinal George while he was alive and even pray the rosary with Cardinal George while he was alive. Just an amazing, humble, incredible man. But what does this documentary really show people, Mike?
Determination. The determination of a young boy who at the very young age, fell in love with the Catholic Church and the priesthood. Some people might even think it was weird that a 7-year-old boy was having a fake mass and wanting to be a priest at that young age. And I interviewed, obviously, I'm very close with this interview was delayed because I was on the phone with the Cardinal's sister for an hour, 15 minutes in the morning. I love Margaret. Margaret's 87 and a half years old, sharp as a tack, funny, witty, just like her brother. Now, you know where he gets it because she's his older sister. But the thing is that he knew what he wanted to do at a young age, and nothing would get in his way. When he was 13 years old, he contracted polio and basically was crippled. And they're like, well, you know, I don't think you can be a priest at this point. Forget about it. And he's like, no, forget about that attitude. I will become a priest. So he joined the Oblates of Mary got into that religious organization took it to the next level with them. Became a bishop out in Yakima. I mean, he became a priest and all this other stuff. He was a vicar general of the Oblates, but became the bishop of Yakima, the Archbishop of Portland, and, of course, the Archbishop and later Cardinal of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And it basically just tracks his whole life, his accomplishments, what he's gone through in an hour and 20 minutes with interviews, including Cardinal Dolan, Bishop Barron, his sister, Colleen Dolan, who was in charge of his, the PR for the Archdiocese of Chicago, Mary Fiorito, who was his secretary, Father Dan Plans, who was priest secretary, his barber, and people laugh about that. I did a show with Sheila Lugminas the other day, and she says, Mike, let's get into that conversation. He had a barber, but he didn't have hair. What was the deal with that? And the thing was, he's got this wonderful 80-year-old man who was his barber, who loved him dearly. And he wanted Cardinal George to know the luxury. I mean, it sounds funny because I look at it kind of funny, but he loved a straight razor, like a hot shave, like shaving cream on the face, a towel, and a shave. That was a luxury for him. And as a missionary, he avoided just about any luxury you could have. Another interesting fact, you drive by the residence, the Cardinal's residence or the residence here in Chicago, and it looks, you know, from the street like it's the most beautiful, luxurious mansion you could ever have. But if you go actually inside, it's kind of sparse. And they have the faucets, hot, cold faucets. It's like going up to a retreat center or something like that. And it really isn't the luxurious palace that everyone thinks it is. He was a man of great mind, but of little desire for personal you know, gratification, so to speak. He wanted it all for everybody else.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what it's all about. And, you know, we talked to people that he knew from our deacon, Bob Thomas, who at my church in Lake Forest, who had stage 4 bladder cancer, which is the same thing Cardinal George had. And the fact that he didn't know Cardinal George very well, but Cardinal George comforted him and prayed for him, and he healed, to just some regular people that knew him, had encounters with him, as well as, you know, some big people like Bishop Cardinal Dolan, Bishop Barron, Archbishop Listecki, Bishop Papraki, Bishop Perry, Archbishop Gustavo, some of these people that loved him very much, Archbishop Kurtz, people that learned from him, and everybody can learn from him if they take the time to listen.
Yeah, absolutely. The program is named Glorious Lives. By the way, I failed to give the title at the beginning, or the title of the program at the beginning of the
Shame
episode.
Shame on you.
So it is Glorious Lives, Cardinal Francis George. And, it, you know, I mean, just listening to you talk about this, Mike, it's just a wonderful and beautiful, you know, thing, because, you know, I know the Cardinal's soul is going to come through to all the different, you know, listeners and viewers of this as you're doing the media promotion for it now. It's just going to blow up. It's going to be wonderful for the church. I mean, Cardinal George led the charge for the USCCB for a long time, right? I mean, his leadership also has to come through in this, and realize that he was the leader of a major metropolitan archdiocese in the United States. I mean, you know, you think about the cities, right? You go Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, you know, you name the big cities, and Cardinal George was cut out as a humble leader to really lead and guide the you know, the faithful. And so you know, what are those qualities? I mean his impact will be lasting for years in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Were there any interesting and fun stories about his leadership that came through?
There were several, obviously. We have over 20 hours of tape that we cut into a hour and a half program. So there were a lot of fun stories and interesting stories. Bishop Barron, of course, talking about how Word on Fire, to quote him, he said, well, if I'm considered the father of Word on Fire, Cardinal George is definitely the grandfather of Word on Fire. It exists because, you know, Bishop Barron, Father Barron at the time, went to Cardinal George and started talking about, you know, what are we doing to reach out to the people? And Cardinal George says, well, why don't you figure it out? You know, and dear, just go figure it out. Let me know what you come up with. And he came back, and, you know, Word on Fire is an amazing ministry. Everybody knows it now, I hope. If you don't, look it up, Word on Fire, Bishop Barron. But so that was one thing. The Liturgical Institute on the seminary grounds, I interviewed Dr. Dennis McNamara. We talked about how he was behind that. How Cardinal George's love for his priests and the seminarians, he would always take time for them. It didn't matter what his schedule was like, and Bishop Barron alluded to this in his interview, where, you know, they lived together for a number of years down at the residence, and he said, my day on a weekend would be done, you know, let's say a Sunday after at 3 o'clock or something like that, after my last mass or whatever. He says, but not Cardinal George. He would meet the priests if anyone ever wanted to see him, he would make time for them, and he would do it in a prompt fashion where he'd be meeting with priests till 9, 10 o'clock at night. He was always at these events, sticking around to talk to the last person. They'd say he'd leave as the lights were going off. He'd stick around to talk to the cleanup crew or the maintenance or the staff that was, you know, the waitresses and the busboys and everybody. He had time for everybody. He didn't care if you were Virginia McCaskey or one of the big donors, or if you were Bill Snyder or Mike Stark. He would be sure that you were important in your own mind, that he viewed you as important.
The documentary title again is called A Glorious Lives, Cardinal Francis George. The big premiere is at Mundelein Seminary, Sunday, October 21st. That starts at 11:15 a.m. So,
tickets are free.
Tickets are free. Yes.
Come if you can.
Yes, come if you can. And we just have to take a short break here, Mike. And then when we come back, we'll continue talking with you about a little more about Cardinal George and all of his glorious life right after these messages here on Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered: How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
Our Blessed Mother wants only the best for her children and has given us a special place where she promises to help all those who appeal to her motherly love and protection. Telling Saint Juan Diego that here I will alleviate the sufferings of all those who love me and seek my protection. That holy place is now the site of the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. If you would like to learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information. Our Lady may be calling you now.
Faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard?
Do you seek to make Scripture a greater part of your daily faith journey? Would you like it readily available on your smartphone or tablet? The Truth and Life Bible app delivers to your mobile device the complete Catholic edition of the Revised Standard Version of the Bible with a concordance entirely free. You will also enjoy free content from Father Robert Barron's Word on Fire, Father Jim McElhone's Word Made Clear, Jeff Caven's The Great Bible Adventure, and the Catholic News Agency. In addition, you can hear the Gospel of Mark dramatically proclaimed by world-renowned actors and actresses like Blair Underwood, Neil McDonough, Kristen Bell, and many more. The full audio dramatization of the New Testament, along with the Ignatius Study Bible, can be purchased within the app. It is available on the App Store, Google Play, Amazon Kindle, and at downloadjesus.com.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back, everybody, to Young Catholics Respond. Today, I have on the program my good friend Mike Stark. I'm Bill Snyder. It is just fantastic to have all of you joining us from no matter where you are listening. We would love to hear from you, by the way. Email us at info@patchworkheart.org. If you like the program, if you don't like the program, if you want to hear something in particular or more, we'd love to have your feedback. Again, it's info@patchworkheart.org. But today we're talking with Mike about Glorious Lives, Cardinal Francis George. It's a wonderful documentary on the life of Cardinal George. And Mike, I want to kind of ask you a little bit about how this documentary is going to impact people's lives. I think you've done a great job putting this together and talking with all the people you've talked to, the people who knew him best and people who he interacted with. But, you know, how is this going to get people to have a deeper faith and also get to know the Cardinal better?
Well, you asked, or you made the comment about how well I knew him more than you. And I will say the people I talked to knew him way more than I knew him. I mean, I had some wonderful encounters with him and shared some time with him. And I think my favorite story that's not in this, because that wasn't about me from a personal point of view, was I was at a leadership conference at Brother Rice High School, Mother Macaulay, next door. And I was in the kitchen. All these people are outside having lunch. And I just went back into the kitchen with my friend Father McElhone, who's probably the most knowledgeable man on the Bible. let me drop a quick plug for his wordmadeclear.org. He's part of our Truth and Life Bible app, but he's the guy Cardinal George told me about when we first made the Truth and Life. Like, this is a guy you need to get in touch with. Nobody knows more about the Bible than Jim, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm sitting in the kitchen, and then Sister Mary Paul McKay comes in, superintendent of schools. So I'm sitting in the kitchen with these two folks, and then Cardinal George wanders in. And he's wondering, can I sit? Do you mind if I sit with you guys? And I'm like, sure, why not? So now I'm sitting at the table with the superintendent of schools, the most brilliant person regarding the Bible, according to Cardinal George, and Cardinal George. I'm sitting in the kitchen, in the cafeteria, not in the main room, but back in the kitchen. It's just the four of us. And these four people, myself and these three other people, brilliant people, I might add, are asking me questions about truth and life. And I've got my iPad out, and they just keep asking these probing questions. I said, you know, I just need to take a photographic memory of this. Like, I've got the three smartest people probably in Chicago asking me, one of the dumbest people in Chicago, about something that I know very little of. So in relation to that, I talked to all these people that knew him very well. The comment that I would give, I think, that would encourage people the most to watch this program is Colleen Dolan's. And again, she was the PR person for the Archdiocese of Chicago for years, wonderful lady. And she said, Mike, you know, a lot of the time when people see Cardinal George, they see this angry, frustrated guy. Either he's coming out of a hospital from a cancer treatment, or there was a fire at a church, or they're shutting down a church because of funding, or it's always something, a crisis management situation. That's when they want to get in his face, you know, with the cameras and start running them. But if you get to know the Cardinal, he's a very compassionate, different person. And here's what she said. You could come in from the cold on a winter night and stand up next to a burning, blazing fire. And that's what you get from him, the warmth and the love and the compassion of a father, of a priest, of the man that he was. Or you could take a high-def photo of that or video of that fire, and you put the high-def video, you know, because you can do this around the holidays now, is you just have the fireplace channel, and you just put that on TV. So your big screen TV is probably bigger than your fireplace, has a picture of a fire burning on the screen. But you don't feel the warmth. You don't feel the love. You don't feel the compassion that you do when you're standing next to that blazing fire. She said, that's Cardinal George. That's who he is. He loved everyone, and he had the opinion of everyone that they all are equal. He lived his life and treated others as Jesus did. And that's really the way he operated. He never lashed out at people. He never, you know, he would criticize those who criticized him. A lot of times in the media, you know, it was a front page story. He was the one who was getting criticized. But a lot of times these people were misinformed, and he'd try and inform them properly. But again, were they willing to listen and form that opinion, or were they just going to take the angle they were going to take on it to make a more, you know, spectacular story?
Yeah, and you know, I can attest to that personally too, because I remember when I had the opportunity to pray the rosary with Cardinal George, and we went down to actually record the rosary for radio station WSFI, and I went to go record it with him and to do the glorious mysteries of the rosary. We asked the Cardinal to pray with us, and you know, the Cardinal was feeble and really suffering from his, you know, the cancer that would ultimately take him, and he was only a few months away from passing away at that point. And what was incredible was here is a guy who had to come down the stairs, or you know, down the elevator on two crutches, you know, because he could barely walk, and he was that fire. He was that fire in the room, leading the rosary, being close to him. Even with all the microphones and technical equipment around him, the rosary was still the rosary, and it came through beautifully. You can listen to that rosary again and again. I don't know if it's still played on WSFI, but you can listen to it again and again, the Glorious Mysteries on Wednesday or Sunday night, and hear it, and just hear his faith come through the other end of that microphone. And, you know, some of the other bishops that we recorded with, you know, just kind of sped through it or asked us to record, you know, work our editing magic. And here is, you know, here's Cardinal George still leading the diocese, still being in that position, you know, praying this. So, yeah, he was at fire. I again, had limited time to be able to be with him, but the times that I met him on a handful of occasions, spot on. Totally spot on, Mike.
Well, how about the fact that he came to the Deer Path Inn, you know, a week or two before he died,
yeah,
for that WSFI breakfast?
Yeah.
The other thing that I thought was real telling about him was a story, another Colleen Dolan story, but she's part of what made this piece so good because she knew him so well. And she was having a disagreement with him over something. And she said, you know, I don't agree with that, Your Eminence. And it was a church matter. It was a church matter. And she says, I don't agree with that. And he said there, he says, well, that's the way it is, blah, blah, blah. And he says, but you know, I don't know if I agree with it either. And she stopped and laughed. And she says, what do you mean? You don't agree with it either? He's like, well, you have to remember one thing. It's the Church of Jesus Christ. If it was the Church of Cardinal Francis George, things might look a little different. But right, we have to teach the way Jesus taught. And especially in this world that we're in today, with what's going on in our church, there's so much negativity, so much divisiveness. The point is, if Jesus were to come down today, what would he say? And if Jesus were to come down today, he doesn't have to because he's got him next to him right now. Francis George would be the guy, I think, he says, hey, you do a great job of representing my teachings. And he studied it. He knew it well. That was who the man was. And like Jesus, like John Paul, who was a very close friend of Francis George, all three suffered, tremendous, painful deaths. And they carried their cross. They were. Cardinal Bernardino also. He was another one that, suffered publicly and wasn't afraid to do it. Cardinal George alluded to that several times about how Joseph Bernardino, you know, he wore it well. So that's what I would say about him. He also, one of the funny back and forth, I interviewed Jay Levine as well for this, who was most notorious, and they were very close. But as far as the media goes, he would have the most notorious conversation with Cardinal George, and he would always ask Cardinal George how he feels about something. And they would go back and forth. It's in the program. And he'd say, don't ask me how I feel.
Yeah.
Ask me what I think. And it started from day one. And even in his last press conference, when Cardinal Supich was being installed, you know, when they announced Blaise Supich coming to Chicago, Jay Levine asked him that. He says, don't ask me how I feel. We've been going over this for 14 years, he said. And it's right, just, it's very funny. And Jay represented the media very well. I only thought I'd have one media person, but he had so many wonderful stories about Cardinal George going out of his way, climbing these steps at the Vatican to get on the roof to go where they were broadcasting from, because he felt it was important to let the people in Chicago, where he's from, know what's going on over there when they were, looking for a new pope. You know, he would get up, go up these stairs. It was like a fire escape, according to Jay, to get up there, to get on TV so he could let the folks in Chicago know what was going on there. And again, he was a shepherd of the church here in Chicago. He was offered a position in the Vatican several times, and he flat out turned it down one time, saying, no, I belong in Chicago. These are my people. This is my church. And that's
how beautiful.
Just how he was.
Awesome. Mike, it's hard to believe we're out of time already, but we are. So go ahead, give us the plug one more time for it, and how people can get their tickets and all that.
Well, it's at the University of St. Mary of the Lake Seminary in Mundelein, Illinois, and that is coming up on the 21st of October at 11:30 in the morning. And if you want to see it, it'll be available at some point on Shalom World. We're going to make some DVDs. So, at some point shortly, I literally was just talking about this yesterday. But I don't have that plan in place yet, but the Lighthouse Catholic folks, my good friends over there who have been tremendous at sharing the Truth and Life audio Bible. And if you want to get the Truth and Life audio Bible, very simply, just remember downloadjesus.com. That's all I'll say about it. It's pretty simple to remember that, as far as if you want to, if you want a great Bible for your phone that has voices, that's the way to go for that. But the event is going to be the 21st of October at Mundelein Seminary. And if you want to get tickets, I'm trying to see what's going on here. I'm trying to look it up. But it's on Eventbrite. Just go to usml.org. Sorry, usml.edu.
Awesome. usml.edu. Mike, thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure to have you on. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you. This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.